Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' weekend. Another frickin' weekend coming up. And I'm just ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the fifth day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got rain, and man, I'm telling you, I'm not going to complain about this mild winter we're having thus far. I love it. I mean, I hate the winter, but God, if you got to have it, this is the way to do it. That being said, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. Man wrongly taken into custody, forced to take antipsychotic drugs, attorney says. Ooh, sounds like Russia, doesn't it? Back in the old Soviet Union days, maybe today, who knows? Anyway, we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, man wrongfully taken into custody and forced to take antipsychotic drugs. Maybe they should, the wrong people are taking the antipsychotic drugs, perhaps, attorney says. This is from WPXI 11. It was news. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Meadville man is suing over a case of mistaken identity. Eugene Wright, 63, says he still has nightmares after what happened to him just 6 months ago. Wright, now retired, said he was outside his home in June of last year when Meadville police and a representative with Stairways Behavioral Health confronted him. They explained to me earlier that day at 10 a.m. I was at an orthopedic office. They explained to me that I was at an orthopedic office, threatening people. I was at work, Wright said. He said they never checked his identity, but instead police took him to Meadville Medical Center. Wright kept insisting they had the wrong person. According to a federal civil lawsuit filed Wednesday, doctors injected Wright with Haldol, an antipsychotic medication, and Ativan. which is used to treat anxiety disorders. I was powerless. I had no control of what was going on down there, Wright said. Doctors later realized they had the wrong Eugene Wright, apologized, and gave him, are you ready for this? Whew, $50 gift card. And this is just like that $100. They think that we're just goddamn peasants and peons and a nice shiny nickel. That's, oh boy, we'll get excited about that. Gift card to a steakhouse. Now he's suing the police department, the medical center, and Stairways Behavioral Health to send a message. And I tell you what, I would have sent a better message if you'd have been armed when they came out. Just killed him right there on the spot. Killed him. And you'd have been perfectly within your rights. This might have been the reason that our founders, you know, our true founders, the ones that insisted upon the Bill of Rights, said you're going to have to go get a warrant with two sworn affidavits saying this is what the guy we're coming to get. We know who this guy is, and this is what he done, and this is where he lives, and we're coming to get. We got the right guy. When you start veering away from the Bill of Rights, this is what you have. And they made a mistake in his identity. This is because they came. There was no warrant involved here. They just came, and somebody said that this person was pissed off at even if this guy was out there, give somebody a cussing in the parking lot. I guess that's like the old Soviet Union. Now that's cause to take you in and inject some drugs in you and, straighten you out and get you in the right frame of mind to take shit. At any rate, the reason I brought this up is because, you know, this guy would have had a gun. He'd have pulled it. He'd have shot. He'd have been completely justified. And shooting the bastards that came for him, and especially the son of a bitches from the, what was it, Meadville Medical Center. And, you know, that's these private son of a bitches that think they're coming up to your door and going to inflict some corporate authority over you. And if you don't go along with that corporate authority, they'll get some of those corporate enforcers in those black uniforms. You know, that unauthorized jackbooted force that, well, it resides across this land now. It's time to start putting these son of a bitches in the ground. That being said, city tells man to stop sheltering the homeless from the cold or they'll take his house. Well, here we go. You want to know what raw tyranny looks? Let's just take a peek. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Jamal for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Chicago, Illinois, in the land of the free. If you try to help someone from freezing to death in sub-zero temperatures, you can and will be arrested and have your house stolen from you by state agents. A good Samaritan in Chicago is learning the hard way about the police state who is now forcing him to stop helping homeless people, or they will condemn his home and charge him. Well, yeah. We know how far this has gone. I guess other people are finding out in small ways across the country just how draconian this occupation is, this unlawful occupation. This occupation we should have shot out of here a long time ago, to be quite honest with you. When the brutally cold weather struck in the Midwest last month, Greg Schiller did an amazing thing. This selfless individual opened up his empty basement to a group of homeless people who may have otherwise died sleeping out on the street. But, you know, this is what we talk about when they say they want to take guns and they want to give vaccinations. It's because they love you and they don't want nothing to happen to you. They'll stand right there and watch you ass freeze to death on a sidewalk and... Yeah, and get a $250 check from the federal government or the state or whatever it is to bury your ass or burn you or whatever in the hell they do with, what the hell do they call the indigenous people?
Hey, Hendrick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about yesterday, man. Yeah, that's horrible how they're trying to do it.
Oh, hell yes. I see Jamal sent this in. He might have been listening yesterday. You could have sent this in, brother. This is what we're talking about. And, you know, this, the raw tyranny. I mean, this is we see that word. We hear it all our lives. But what do you think it looks like? What would it look like in your neighborhood?
You know what kills me, Henry? You know what kills me? I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what kills me? But all the sheeple think these SOBs care for them. Do you think that's care? And just like I tell people, we got billions and trillions that we go spending wars to do coups in countries and to take people's natural resources, but we got all these homeless people in the streets. We got all these natural resources that they're siphoning off. You know what I'm saying? But we got homeless people in the street. This country is so, I'm going to say, man, it is so immoral to a point where, man, you know, when old people, when they can't even pay their little unlawful property tax. They keep the old people out of their homes, man. I mean, these are this is the type of people that these sheep will worship, man.
Exactly. But, you know, I was just now, when on the site, I just was an enemy of the state. I put up a comment talking, if there's 1,000 people that believe the way we have, man, they're not going to televise anything that's about us. I mean, from the trenches, when it was taking out a Google News, I mean, it was a straight up line, and it's gone straight up. But they have so many algorithms running on it that two people can't get the same goddamn screen when they pop it up. You know how much money it costs to do that, to keep this site held at a level that even at 600 to a million people a month page views is a lie by 2/3. I mean, the resource that is being put towards this. And like you say, the people, I mean, you got homeless people. They want you freeze to death. Also, you can look down at the border. They're pumped. They'll go and take a foreigner at the same time that people in our country, American nationals, are living in tents with their children in the middle of the winter. People who own this country. They're pumping these illegals in, and it's all about them and what they need. And they're going to take your country. They're going to displace you. Oh, well, what are you, a racist? You don't want to be displaced, and you don't want your children to go hungry? You don't want what's taken away from you, that which is your heritage? How dare you? We love you. We love you. Go freeze to death. You see, it's just these mixed messages are what's waking people up. People can see shit like when they read this like this, and then the government turns around the next day and goes, we want to vaccinate you because we love you. No, I think those people are saying you want to stick that needle in my arm to kill me might be closer to the truth, because I'm looking at you right here. You're saying you would rather have somebody to freeze to death out in the streets because you can't control the situation. Onward into the article. When the brutally cold weather struck the Midwest last month, Greg Schiller did an amazing thing. And we said he let the people into his basement, a homeless group, would have been otherwise died sleeping out in the streets. He offered them food, warm beverages, and cots to sleep on. He even provided the entertainment and played movies for them. What a decent thing to do. What a frickin' decent. That's what our people used to be. We used to care about one another. This is, I would stay up all night with them and give them coffee and stuff and feed them, he said. What's more, Schiller had a strict policy that no drugs or alcohol were allowed in his home. And that's his business. The thing here is, you know, you got these people. If you would go out and they try to come on the television, oh, give a 30-year salary over to, you know, one of these international organizations, the Red Cross, or one of these relief groups that are supposed to help people with a March of Dimes and all this shit. And those people are on $240,000 salaries with private planes. And, you know, I know a lot of people that just would never send any. I wouldn't. I would never send a dollar to any of these charities. But if I see somebody on the street and I know they're hungry, man, if I got any money in my pocket, I'm handing it to them. This is what I'm talking about, the 60 million, man. We're going to, sooner or later, we have to introvert back to our own people, to our own culture. And this is shit like this is what scares. This really scares the hell out of them. It ain't so much that they didn't have control or the guy didn't get permits or didn't set up his house as a shelter. No, this is out of their control. This is the people, dare I say it, doing something for themselves. It scares the living shit out of them, people. This is Schiller's second year of inviting the area's homeless into his home. Last year, however, he let them sleep in his garage, and even though it was sealed off from the elements, it was still too cold, and EMTs were called to help a man with a heart condition. So this year, he moved the same operation to the basement where it was nice and cozy. Everything was going great this year until the state stepped in. However, Schiller was essentially told that even though he owns his home, he does not get to say who gets to sleep in it. Well, I guess you don't own your home then, do you, Mr. Schiller? How many years have we been preaching this to you people? While he appreciated those who volunteer, though we appreciate those who volunteer, here's your state talking to you. Though we appreciate, if you want to go give money to one of these rip-off, con job, Jew-run, charitable operations where they, you know, take 95 cents every dollar and stick it in their pocket for administrative fees, but then we encourage that. And we appreciate that. While we appreciate those who volunteer to provide additional resources in the community, Mr. Schiller's, you have to go through the state, you see. Because the state has to run everything. The state has to run your life. You have to get used to the state being the authority in the execution of your life. Schiller's house does not comply with codes and regulations that guard against potential dangers, such as carbon. Here they are. This is what it was, Dion. They were worried about these people that were otherwise going to freeze to death on the street. They might get carbon monoxide poisoning. Inadequate light. Oh, man, they might not have enough light to see why they're in there where it's warm as opposed to being out there where they're freezing to death. And ventilation. And insufficient exits in the event of a fire. City spokesperson Molly Center said in a statement, as if the homeless population is being forced to stay in the basement. This is their love for you people. I think we had one, maybe it was last year, but it was still cold, where they were out there taking people's goddamn tents and sleeping bags away from them. Because you're not allowed to sleep here. Because we love you. Now go freeze to death. Once they found out that a good Samaritan would dare challenge their almighty dictate on sleeping regulations, the city sent in police with a warrant and told him to shut it down or else. What was this warrant for? And warrant in whose name? Oh, some judge just put it down here. This is a warrant for this fellow just because in the state, this piece of paper is the authority behind it. You see what I mean, people, about the Bill of Rights and about procedural due process? Was this man afforded procedural due process? Was there somebody that he had damaged physically or damaged somebody's property who went to a magistrate, a judge, a justice of the peace, or a county judge in the county courts, in the county common law courts? Did somebody go there and say, this man harmed me, here's my affidavit. On this date, at this time, this man, by sleeping in this basement, caused me this injury. Did somebody do that? If they didn't do that, they could not have met the procedural due process requirements in the Bill of Rights. Could they? How could they? If somebody can explain to me how that would meet the... See, what they're trying to tell you is we're giving you due process under the 14th Amendment. That means equal access and equal protection. Equal? Equal? Nothing to nothing is equal, right? And the thing is, you get no justice and nobody gets no justice. That's equal protection under the law. And that's equal access. No access is equal access. This is the game they have played. This is the game they are playing now. They probably that what was your due process? We had a warrant. That warrant ain't worth the paper it's written on. It does not provide the elements necessary. It does not have the two affidavits. One of those affidavits being from the person who was actually harmed by the actions of this man. And I'll tell you what, in the common law, you can't file a case on what might have been. Or what could be, or you can't file on statistics that somebody went out and pulled 700 people out of 700 million and decided, oh, this could happen or that could happen, so we can write a warrant. No, you can't. This is just completely outrageous, and it's getting completely more outrageous every day. They shut me down and said I have 24 hours to return my basement to storage and take down several cots with sleeping bags for everybody, or they'll condemn the house, said Schiller. One would think that as this story began to get more coverage in the local press that the government would potentially back off due to backlash from the citizens. However, one would be wrong because you know what? They're past giving a shit. They're at the point right now, yeah, we're doing it. We're going to oppress you. We love you. We're going to oppress the shit out of you. We're going to take out that warrant. We love you. This is our third tie. You get out there in the street and you freeze to death like you're supposed to. Because we're going to protect you. I mean, you might not have enough light to read in there. So go die. This is how goddamn outrageous it's become, hasn't it? When confronted about the situation, Sinner issued a statement doubling down on Schiller's 24-hour notice, adding, if not, the city will take additional enforcement actions to compel the removal of the unlawful basement sleeping. How is it unlawful? I mean, you see, they're making declarations here. Declarations are just an admiralty. I declare it. I'm the captain of the ship, and I declare it to be so, and my word is law. This is why we had the Bill of Rights. This is why we had the common law, to protect us from this shit right here. This could not be accomplished if the common law authorities were in place in this country. It just couldn't, because no one's being harmed. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you're not hurting another person. Who's actually going to complain about it? I don't see none of these people who are getting out in out of the cold. You know, it's 15 degrees outside. I think I'll go in there in that house. Oh, man, it's 65 degrees in here. I think I'm going to come. I'm going to get that son of a bitch that let me in here. See, the only people that could have a complaint are the people who are directly affected. And they had no complaint. If they did, they had the option to just turn around and walk back out into the 15 degrees. There is no crime here. There is no jurisdiction here. This is just how goddamn out of hand these tyrannical bastards have gotten. Aside from essential theft of property via condemnation, Schiller says he was also threatened with a slew of citations that would ultimately be enforced with police force. Force, I mean, well, yeah, you acting under color of law, you have zero authority. You cannot provide the procedural due process that I'm guaranteed. I got the right, actually right at this point in the ballgame, to shoot your ass, you treasonous piece of trash. I'm trying to help these people out of the cold, he told NBC5. There's not a lot of help for them as far as places to lay their heads. But if they were, you know, foreigners coming up here, somebody from another country who came here illegally, man, do you think that they would allow them to get cold for 1 second? Do you believe it? Do you believe that they wouldn't be taken in and given big screen TVs and play areas and all the warmth and love that that an American national would never see? Elgin has lawful shelters. Oh, a lawful shelter. What the hell is that? Show me that in the common law. Because what we're talking about here is goddamn, this is admiralty, administrative, judicial, color of law bullshit. With zero authority. It is unauthorized. It is forbidden under the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. It has no teeth. The only teeth it has is a draconian police force that will enforce the dictates of the illegal dictates, mind you, of a state. This is when you shoot. This is when you fight. When they start pointing guns at you and telling you we're violating the law and you're going to do what we tell you. That's when you shoot them. That is not a peace officer or anybody that has jurisdiction or authority over you. That is an invader that needs to be shot. The area shelters, however, only open when the temperature drops below a certain threshold of 15 frickin' degrees. So if it's 16 degrees outside, well, you can handle that. We know you can. Just get on out there and freeze to death. We were trying to get rid of your asses anyway. If they are 1 degree higher, these folks are out of luck.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
You know, if anyone would have gotten hurt or died in that man's house, all hell would have broken loose. I mean, they would have tried him for murder and all kinds of bullshit. You know, thank God, if anybody gets hurt in a case like that in his house, you know, it just turns sideways.
Well, in the common law, Mark, somebody would have had to... I don't know how anybody would die in his house, in his basement, staying warm. But if, I mean, you'd have to give me an example.
you know what I'm saying. I mean, if they would have tried to, these assholes would have gone all the way. They would have made him liable because they died in his house. You know, all hell would have broken loose. You know, if somebody had a heart attack, it would have been his fault, you know. That kind of thing.
Well, they can play that game, and they are playing that game. They're going to continue to play that game. If it was my house and I had been letting them homeless people in, and they came a messing with me, I would have laid it out on paper that they had no jurisdiction over me. I would have cited the 9th article and told them to leave me be. And if they didn't, I mean, hell, we're at that point. It's time to shoot them. If they're thugs, I mean, if you think about a gang coming down the street. They're going in and they're tipping over stuff and they're taking people's shit and stuff. And you go out there, you tell them, you know, stay off my property. Well, we're the new East Street gang, and we go. This is our territory. This is what you're looking at. Take one step past that fucking gate, and I will shoot you. Make no mistake about it. This is what we're talking about: individuals standing on their rights. This man here, see, you know, we had the big debacle out there in Bunkerville, and then the one up here in Burns, Oregon. Now, here's a spot where where a man could have said, you know what, turn around, get your ass off my property, rode up the mandamus, and the militia come pouring into that place, surrounded that house and said, you're not violating the fucking law here today, get out, or we're shooting. And it would have been totally justified, you'd have been completely in the right, by the law, you'd have been actually enforcing the goddamn real law on a bunch of goddamn would-be tyrants. Anyway, but you know, this is not how things have been conducted. That's why we continue to stay stagnant and everybody trying to figure out what to do next. What to do next is simple. We have to take a stand. We have to say, people like this, you have to say, you know, get the hell off my goddamn property. You better get moving, buddy, because I'm going for that gun and I will shoot your ass. Come back here with 100. It doesn't matter. I'm going to fight you. You're not just coming in here. I mean, what's the difference here? If you know it's raw tyranny, if you know it's a violation of your rights, so they're going to, well, you either accept these violations and we on your Bill of Rights, or we're going to come back in force and we're going to kill you. Well, you're going to have to kill me, son of a bitch, because I am not going to accept it. I'll put you to the trouble, and I'll put as many of you in the goddamn ground in the process as I can. And you're starting to see it. I mean, the guy in Colorado, man, he lit some of them up the other day, killed one and shot three more. These are these draconian son of a bitches without authority. And the guy, you know, he's in his bedroom. And, you know, he tells him, you just leave. You don't have no warrant here. You get out, go away. And he was well within his rights. He wasn't bothering nobody. And they came in. Well, the roommate let him in. Then they come to his bedroom. He ambushed him in his bedroom. When they entered his bedroom without warrant, he shot them. Oh, he ambushed them. No, that man was defending his rights. And if every goddamn one of us had that attitude, they wouldn't be doing this. I'm here to tell you right now. Number one, you have to be prepared. If you have the food and you have the ammunition and the guns and the equipment to fight and you're ready to fight, man, if everybody across this country was like that, they wouldn't be even trying this. They'd know better. They, or even with the way it's, you know, with the discommunication that we're suffering right now, they understand the numbers. They know that the people, united or not, they're there, they're armed, and they're pissed.
Yeah, I mean, Henry, we've thrown so much goddamn money away in this country. There's $21 trillion missing, for crying out loud. What these idiots ought to be doing is, making some of these homes like safe homes. I'm sure a lot of these homeowners wouldn't mind doing it.
No, no, Mark, no.
And the government that,
no, Mark, you know, no, you're talking socialism. What needs to be happening in this country, the wealth that's being taken out, this belongs to the people. All our natural resources, our raw resources being taken out at the ports, belongs to the people. Nobody should need nobody else to take care of them for shit. These people should have the money to go buy a frickin' house. They are lords in a country, the richest country on planet Earth. It's just all being stolen from them. If they had to just to turn over the gratuities from the resources to the people, you wouldn't have no homeless American nationals in this country. We'd all be living like Saudi princes. We don't need socialism. We don't need somebody to build us, to go and build a building that they can keep us in and monitor us in. They need to give us our goddamn wealth. We'll build our own goddamn houses.
Well, what I'm saying, though, Henry, is, I mean, like, people that already own homes, like this gentleman that was trying to help, I mean, you know, if the guy wants to do that, there shouldn't be any problem with that. The government ought to pay him to do it.
Well, I don't believe in the government having no part in our private lives, but you're right that if he wants to do it, it's his goddamn business. And if those people want to walk and go into that basement and sleep and stay warm, that's their goddamn business. Where the state, this piece of paper, assumes the authority to come in and say, oh, no, you know, these are these people's servants. Your servant just came over and said, no, you can't. Really? Boom. That's what happens when the servant says, no, you can't. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Grumpyliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
It's missing. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. The time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific time, and that was a Little River Band. It's time for a cool change, and boy, ain't it. At any rate, we were talking about the rights and the wrongs of this fellow Schiller, who, you know, wanted to let some people out of the cold into his basement. And I'll tell you what, man, we're either going to stand for this shit or we're not. And it shouldn't be just, you know, like when this guy, he should have been able to put a call out, man, like the Bundys did. This guy, man, what could be more righteous than to stand with this guy for his Bill of Rights? But maybe the day will come when we'll see it. Bundy Ranch, here we are. Prosecutor Steve Meyer gets a demotion. Ooh, but that's not good enough. Anyway, this is from Freedom Outpost. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This is a start, but it's just not good enough, Mr. Sessions. And, man, here you are. They're playing this game. If they could just get control back, man, we'll straighten this out. We'll straighten those bad guys out in the Admiralty, and you'll have a good Admiralty to live under, peasant peon coolie. On Wednesday, it was made official by the Department of Justice that Bundy Ranch standoff prosecutor Steve Meyer was demoted to his previous position as a first assistant U.S. attorney. And, okay, that's right, he was demoted for his violation of the law, not led away in handcuffs. Well, what do you expect? You're talking about admiralty here. It's arbitrary, it is capricious, and it's not supposed to be applied to us people. I'm sorry. Taking his place will be Dale Ellerson. And, you know, I want you people to think about how could any of these agents of the government have prosecuted any of the Bundys, any of these people involved in this standoff, or even Mahler, or any of that shit, as individuals. Now, if they were to come forward, I mean, let's take their theory here that they obstructed them from doing their job. Well, they would have had to come and say that, you know, this person detained me, held me, kept me from doing my job. And it would have had to be as Joe Blow, not as Agent Joe Blow. And Joe Blow would have went into court, and then the person defending themselves logically under the Bill of Rights would have said, by what authority were you going to come out there and remove me from these public lands? Or that you were going to enforce your policies upon me that violate my rights upon this public land? Well, I'm an agent of the BLM. Well, what's the BLM? I mean, oh, that's a state agency. Well, you can't, this is a common law court. Where's the damage to you as a natural born citizen of this, or a natural citizen of this country? Well, there is no damage to me. What you did was damage our administrative process. And this is what people are going to prison for, people, is violating the administrative processes that they have put in place that violate our Bill of Rights. And this is a push and shove of it. It's the Bill of Rights versus this administrative admiralty processes that these draconian bastards have put together. They have spread this federal jurisdiction that cannot exist, that is inferior. It is only supposed to be in that 10-mile square known as Washington, D.C. It was never supposed to get outside those bounds. And they just by being here, they've already lost the case in the common law court. In fact, the person files back the other way for official oppression under color of law. And I think that case would be pretty easy to prove to 12 jurors in a common law court. On Wednesday, it was made official by the Department of Justice that Bundy Ranch standoff prosecutor Steve Meyer was demoted. That's right. He was demoted for his violations of the law. Taking his place will be Dale Ellerson to, you know, continue the violations. Dale Ellerson, you step up into the common law jurisdiction and make your charge. I want to see it. I want to see how you charge anybody, you son of a bitch. Oh, no, this is a state administrative charge to administrative courts with... That's supposed to be over there in that 10-mile square. What the hell are you doing out here in Las Vegas, Nevada? This is not federal land, buddy. This is free land, free man. Even if I go into the District of Columbia, and because that is within the territorial bounds of the United States, and my rights are on every inch of it, you can't touch me there, you son of a bitch. You're an entity. The Bill of Rights is full of procedural due process clauses, like I can face my accuser, and you can't throw a piece of paper up there and tell me that's my accuser. And that's exactly what they've been doing for way too long now. And I think people, I mean, even these assholes, some point of the ballgame, the thing is, they know. They know exactly what's going on. Like I said, they want it all back for themselves. If they were in control of this draconian administrative process, it would be just fine because it would be serving them at the detriment of the rest of us, like it did when they created it. I've got to tell you, it's impressive when you have a tough case. What did I say here? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Missed one. Last year, Sessions heaped praise on Steve Meyer and his prosecution of the Bundy Ranch defendants. I've got to tell you, it's impressive when you have a tough case, a controversial case, and you've got the top guy leading the battle going to court, standing up and defending the office. They can't inflict the authorities of their offices. Their offices are internal government affairs. And the only ones that they can inflict it on, that admiralty administrative jurisdiction on, is one another. I'm not a member of the armed forces. I'm not a member of your goddamn government. I am a free national, and you have zero authority over me. But, I mean, it has been turned around completely 180 degrees. Well, we come in with a goddamn army and Humvees and machine guns, yes. But you know, you pick up a .22 or, hey, pick up a rock like they do it over in the Gaza Strip. Oh, you're a terrorist. You're going against the government. You goddamn right I am, because it ain't my government. This is a fucking occupation. It is my duty to throw you off, you son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Hillary Clinton, we're dodging all that.
I didn't quite catch that, Mark.
Hillary Clinton belongs in prison. Why the hell, like you just said, admiralty. Go after your own. They should be going after Hillary and Bill.
Oh, yes. Now, see, this is what they're supposed to be doing is intern. See, that's what their whole judicial system was all about. They have their judicial system, then we have our judicial system, known as the common law, where we self-govern ourselves through our courts and our authority. This was, I mean, they do, like, you're right, Hillary Clinton, she was a cabinet member, and she committed high treason, espionage, you name it, fraud, international fraud, you name it, she's committed it. But then when they go to, see, it's all arbitrary and capricious. You sat there and, well, yes, she did. I mean, 10,000 emails. The one guy, he took a picture of a goddamn inside of a submarine. He's in jail. He's doing time. But this woman, I mean, it's coming down to monarchy, because these people set themselves apart, which they really did back when they did the Constitution. They set themselves apart as aristocrats. There is law. We're going to make laws under the authority of the Constitution, and the only laws we were allowed to make were for that 10-mile square, for the military, and for government employees. But we're going to come out here into Oregon, and we're going to come out here into the West to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to spread our tentacles out there. We have jurisdiction now, well, because we say so. But hold it, mister. That's a violation of the 9th Article of my Bill of Rights. It says that you can't have no such jurisdiction over me. Get the guns. This is what we're looking at. And either you're going to fight them, or you're going to end up right where the people were that came over here to get away from this same tyranny in England. You're going to be under the hand of a goddamn monarch. And that's really, I mean, you can put names on it. You can put fascism, communism. It's a power structure that has power over the individual, that can control your life, that can treat you unreasonably, that can treat you arbitrarily and capriciously to their own for their own ends. You know, because they have decided this is how you're going to live. They're taking everything you've got. You're going to be a goddamn plebe. You've got to get yourself adjusted here. You need to give up your guns, and you need to get yourself ready to be a coolie to these goddamn Chinese overlords that we have merged this country with. You've got to get yourself in the mindset that you're a slave. Quit all this freedom and liberty shit. It's not going to work in this new system that we've put together illegally. And when it comes down to it, whether you're invaded with an army with, you know, tanks and guns and bombs and bullets, you're frickin' invaded. When you can't exercise your will, you are under restraint. And we have been under restraint for at least 100 years. Minimum. I think the restraint began at the beginning of this country, because I got to believe that if you were an aristocrat back then that kept, you know, little boys and girls in the castle instead of right out in the open like they do today, hell, man, you couldn't be touched. We know that they committed crimes against, you know, just like when the railroads came, you know, across from east to west and west to east, when they, you know, coming out, taking people's lands and stuff, come into a community with a thug force and shit, beat people down, take their land and stuff. Where was the goddamn common law rights then? You know what people did back in them days? They got out their goddamn guns and they shot. They burned down people's houses to put it, at some point in the bar, you have to establish your authority. You have to say, you can come up with all of this shit you want. You can come up with little funny monkey suits that you wear that are supposed to make me be in awe of you and say, well, I guess if you got that suit on, you can come just oppress the hell out of me. Rape my wife, rape my dog, kill my son. And it's okay because you got that funny little suit on. You put on, you wrote out a piece of paper that said people in funny little suits can do this shit. Well, all I see is a son of a bitch, a goddamn thug in a funny little suit. Good place for a bullet. I have the right. And if people would just get it through their goddamn heads, well, if it was just common knowledge, if there wasn't such an effort put forth to put down and hold down the truth. And people, I mean, I would just like to see it because I know there's a lot of cowardice involved here too. I would like to see him just declared. I mean, I'd like to see him like Trumpy come up and just lay it all out. And we're going to do this instead. And we've taken your rights. We have put an injunction on your rights. We have removed your common law courts and we aim to rule you as slaves. And then everybody, there would be none of this pissant around. Well, I just didn't know. Or I don't know. Or I don't ain't sure shit. And we'd see just how many people would stand up and fight.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, I have the exact same saying too, but I have it, you know, for the crooked road powers who call themselves the police who think they gave authority to police our lives. I have one. I say, why don't y'all just come out and say, we're not here to protect and serve. I say, y'all need to get that mess off y'all car. And why don't y'all say, y'all out here to throw people in private prisons for profit. And why don't y'all just come out and say, hey, we out here revenue generating. Own you guys and see how you get treated then. But like you say, most people, they'd be cowards and they'd be in awe of it. But the problem is, you know, these people are cowards, man. They really are. They won't come out and say their real agenda.
They won't do it because it gives a lot of people an out. Because you can say, oh, that's just conspiracy. You can sit down and show them the Bill of Rights, explain it to them. You know, and say, this is law. If it ain't law, then why is it even in the, you know, a part of the founding documents? Why did they put it there? Was it the Bill of Suggestions? No, this is law. Are they violating that? I can sit right there and break it all down for you. Is that violating? Well, yeah, it is, but hey, that's just a theory. Really? And what the hell are they presenting you with? Bob and Ted and John sit down and sign some papers amongst themselves saying Bob and John are going to have this because Ted signed a piece of paper. He gets this big old tract of land and he gets all this wealth and the oil beneath it and all the minerals and gold and what might have it because John signed it. Is that procedural due process under my Bill of Rights when that belonged to me prior to John having signed a piece of paper? It just ain't. I mean, this is why you won't see them come up and argue against what we're saying here. There's a lot of people just fucking hate it, man. They hate the fact that they can't argue against this because it's the facts. It is the raw roots facts of what's going on in this country. The fact is that Bill of Rights is the goddamn law. That's our law. That's what we were supposed to die for to maintain. And just like these guys here, you know, when you got these people talking about this shit out there at Bundy's, I mean, our lawyer said this and our lawyer said that. You're talking in the admiralty. An attorney and a turner, a member of the British Bar Association with a goddamn mark of, what the hell they call it, a nobility. They're an agent. No agent can act in the common law. It's people versus people, period. Self-governance, pure self-governance. I heard Mark talking this morning about, you know, the laws you would have, like we have roads. And of course, we all have to say, well, yeah, we're going to drive on the right side of the road. We got to have a standard here so that we ain't running into each other and killing each other. And sure, that's going to be the way it is. But it has to be the people that prosecute in every instance. We all agree that, if you want to make it a national referendum, there's more right-handed people than there are left-handed people. I got to believe that's why we drive on the right-hand side of the road. That's just me. But whatever. If we all agree that, you know, it's going to be the right-hand side, and anybody who wouldn't make a decision on which side of the road we're going to drive on just is being unreasonable. So we would have a reasonable law that we're all going to drive on the right-hand side of the road so we don't run into each other. And, you know, we are going to stop at a four-way intersection because, man, two of us coming at that about 100 miles an hour would really be bad. there would be a compelling interest for us to cooperate on those issues. But when it comes to prosecuting, you know, we got a whole army of police out there, unauthorized police, corporate police. I don't need police. I prosecute for myself. That's what self-governance is all about. Somebody drives on the left-hand side of the road, coming around a corner, swipes my car and tears it all to hell. Well, then I go there. We've all agreed that we're going to drive on the right-hand side of the road, right? 12 people that we have on a jury here. That's what my complaint is. Tore up my car. He was driving on the right-hand side of the left-hand side of the road. Drunk as a monkey, by the way. Not that there's that you can say that, you know, like the drinking and driving laws. I mean, you have to actually, you can, if you start building a judicial system on and what might be's, you get what we have today, where everything's against the law, where the average person commits two or three felonies before noon and doesn't even realize it. It all has to be kept simple in the common law, and the common law would settle every issue. But we do it ourselves. I'm going down to the DA and see if I can get, if I can charge you with something. This is what you're looking at. I have to go and ask the DA, can I charge this? No, I don't. No, I fucking don't. I write out my goddamn charge. I write out my affidavits. I present them to the court. And that court has no choice. I'm inflicting my authority. The authority is not the state. See, every authority exercised in this country comes from the people. That's what it's all about. If we're not the authority, what, we have a king or something? What the hell? We got a monarchy going here? What's going on? If the power resides in the people, we have to give the authority for anything to happen in this country. And when you see Bob and Ted and John signing these papers saying that they've just created this authority to do it to the rest of us, no, they can't. You just can't write it down and make it happen. Because why? Because they put that Bill of Rights there. And the only way I can be compelled to do anything I don't want to do is through the procedural due process contained in that document. If you do not meet those requirements, you do not have legal cause to sway me one way or the other. And you better be an American national, and you better have an injury. You better be able to show where I have harmed you, or what the fuck are you even doing talking to me? Oh, I'm going to have to file against you for harassing me, for attempting to use this court of the common law of the people to use your authority as a common law national to harass me. And all I got to do is show these people in that 12 people sitting over there. Show me what he did. Well, he really didn't do nothing, but I thought, if, you know, it could happen. Oh, really? We don't go by what could haves in this country. If you start with the could haves, you end up with what we have today, just like I told you. I mean, you can write a law just to try to protect the hell out of people right till you're protecting them out the door into the freezing cold to die, right? At any rate, I mean, you know, they're talking about refiling these charges, and I have no doubt that they're going to do it, because they can't just let this go. I mean, even though it is, I mean, if these people would have went about this the right way, you think about it. If they had been fighting for the common law every inch of the way, and the fact that there was never no jurisdiction over them, man, what kind of pickle would they be in right now? Why don't you hear about this in the mainstream media? I mean, when the Bunkerville was going on, there was goddamn CNN, CNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC. They were all out there, weren't they? It was a pretty big deal when it was going down. And you'd think that the prosecution of these criminals would be all over the goddamn news, wouldn't you? But even with this staying in the admiralty, the fact that they just, you know, so poorly done this, and they so blatant with their violation of the Bill of Rights. But you, that again, all you hear these people, when you hear them talk, the Constitution is meaningless to you and me when we're fighting for our rights. It's the Bill of Rights, period. The Bill of Rights is how we yank these son of a bitches from the highest seats of power right down to sitting in front of us. Me and you, equal ground, son of a bitch. Not the power of the federal government, not the power of a nation behind you, not the power of a state behind you. It's you and me. You violated my rights, son of a bitch. You don't get to get the power of the nation to violate my rights. That's not what we put a nation together for.
They're bringing in a prosecutor from
Texas.
That 10 Mile Square. So where the hell are they going to get their jury from?
No, they're bringing in a federal prosecutor from Texas, and they'll draw the jury. They have to draw the jury, I guess. It's admiralty. If they just wanted just to say, you know, we're through fucking around. We're under the War Powers Act. We don't have to provide you shit. Your due process is me telling you how the cow eats the cabbage. You got that, boy? Because that's where we're at. There isn't even a common law court to exercise a proper jurisdiction in. But I mean, they're gonna, you know, put on some kind of little act here, pretending that they're playing court when they cannot do it, committing blatant treason right in front of our faces, and we'll see where it goes. But I mean, if this was cut and dry, sooner or later, everybody's gonna have to get on the same page and say, it's about our Bill of Rights. That goddamn Constitution is for the government. That's what there's, that was that little power we granted them. We've already taken it back. They don't give a shit. They've already wrote, signed all kinds of papers between Bob and Tom and John saying that they're dictators. So it's time to shoot the son of a bitches. Anyways, we're up at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12, or no, we'll be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just stay hard on people. I mean, anybody, learn that Bill of Rights, and then you can corner anybody. You cannot argue your way out of it, because that is the goddamn law, and the people that wrote it were geniuses. Stay tuned for Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order coming right up behind us here, and that is the Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!